I'm working with a plumber. I've been working with a plumber on my off season. I call him off season. He was really well. He died about 3 weeks ago. Young boy, he got dead of a heart attack.
What?
Yeah.
How old?
42. And he just dropped dead at somebody's house one afternoon late. But he was related to my wife. And it's about 6 years I've been working for him. And I was working about 2 years with another plumber. But I worked with him on one condition. When if I have to take 2 days off or 3 days off for my crop or a week off, well, I just tell him the day before tomorrow I'm not coming. But I know I've been on this farm 1926. And I know how many hours it takes me if I don't have no breakdown. I can tell them exactly when I can go back, especially with modern equipment today. And naturally, it's getting to the point right now, in the next week or so, I'm going to have to plant sugar cane.
Well, you are going to plant it?
Well, if it dries up.
Yeah.
We have to plant every September, October, a rotation crop.
Yeah. Every 2 years? Or
we plant every year, but we rotate every 3 years. In other words, we call it plant cane for the year. What I'm going to plant this year, it's going to be plant cane next year, 78. 79 is going to be first year stubble. And 80 is going to be second year stubble. 81, whatever I'm going to plant this year, is going to be empty again in 81. I'm going to keep it 1 year with nothing on it. I rotate my crop. I have 1/3 empty and 2/3 in sugar cane. About what we keep,
Yeah.
We rotate every 3 years.
Now, the house that you brought up in, tell me about it. How was it made? How was it built? Rooms in it, that sort of thing?
It was big rooms, but naturally no bath.
Yeah.
a joint in the outside, and you had the bed in a tub. And heat you all on the wooden stove. And we built that house that you see there in 1936, and that's when we had electricity here, in 36. We were building that house, and all of a sudden, the fella said, you better start try to get somebody to put electricity. Well, we had a little electricity coming back here. I would say we had the phone here. I was a co-host of that phone. We were five of us. Five of us that kept that phone. I think we got the phone in 1939. I was raising hell in 1938 when I went to LSU to have a phone back here, in case something happened to me and my people, But
the house, the room that you spent most of the time in was
room 3. Well, all your rooms were open, even at night, because we had some kind of netting over our beds for mosquitoes, but if it was hot, the only way you could get out was no fans. You had to leave the doors open, and they didn't have no screens at that time. I mean, as far as the screen door to keep the mosquitoes away, no. You had this netting around your bed. And then night, if it was hot, you sweat real big. You slept. It was all right. But your rooms were big. You had big fireplace. You were comfortable in the winter.
Yeah. Tell me about the fireplace now.
Yeah.
How'd you build a fire in that?
With wood. You go cut your wood, and after your, what we call lay-by in June, we lay-by our crop, and we wouldn't work our sugar cane after June.
Mm-hmm.
We work the empty land or the peas land, or we make peas for hay for mules, you see? And we had to make corn for the mules. Now, to raise hogs and chickens and cattle.